This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know the value in playing the long game. Playing the long game is essentially having the discipline to resist your way and to hold out for God's will to unfold. But playing the long game takes fortitude, and this is what David needed to have happen when he interacted with Saul. So recall how jealous King Saul was of David. In fact, he kept David on the run for years because Saul was trying to kill him. Then one day, Saul walked into a cave where David and his men were hiding. In that initial moment, David became weak and he stepped forward to take Saul's life. Imagine running for years from a person who is trying to cause you harm, and now you have the perfect chance to cause them harm. But David quickly caught himself and resisted the urge to kill Saul. In other words, he made the faithful decision not to take the outcome out of God's hands and into his own. Simply put, David knew how to play the long game. In the end, he was rewarded by not only being crowned king, but he reigned as king for 40 years. So is there a situation in your life that requires more patience, that requires you to play the long game? If so, hold on to these words. Be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. James 5:7-8. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, play the long game.